Alim Bekach. It's mashma, the fact that he stays in Beis HaMikdash, it's only an outcome because Ein Tzorech Latzis. He doesn't have to go out. Therefore, since he doesn't have to go out, he stays in. But it starts when he doesn't have to go out. It's almost a heter in Dine Aninus. He doesn't have to leave the Mikdash. He could stay there. And since he could stay there, Memele, he doesn't pass al Havoida. But the emes is that the Teres Kahanim on this Pasuk of Min HaMikdash L'Yetze says that there's an Isser for Kohen Gadol to go out, he's Chayiv Misa. If he goes out of Beis HaMikdash. It's really a lav of Min HaMikdash L'Yetze. It's a lav. It's not a heter in Uchas Aninus. It's an Isser for Kohen Gadol to the point that he's Chayiv Misa. Always, Pam Tzavoida. If he's in the middle of Avoida and he goes out, Chayiv Misa. And that meaning that's all part of the way the Torah kind of learns the Pasuk. That he's in the middle of Avoida. In the middle of Avoida. So you look at Rambam, the Rambam says clearly. If somebody goes out, Bishas Avoida, Perek Beis, in Bias Migdosh, Halacha Hey, that's how the Rambam passes. That if he goes out, Bishas Avoida, he's Chayiv Misa. I mean, the only way to learn would be that Rashi means to bavorn the Ramban. So if you look at the Ramban, let me pull up the Ramban in Chumash. Ramban in Chumash Taka, he says like this, right here on the Pasuk, in HaMikdash L'Yetzeh, the Ramban brings down Rashi. Mikan lomdu Rabbi Senu shekoyen godol makrevoinu. Va'af emes ove v'imoy enoy tzorech lotzeis min HaMikdash elo oivir avoyda. That's consistent with Rashi here. So Ramban and Chumash is quoting Rashi Shita like over here. Ein itzorech lotzeis Eloi v'avoida she'ein imchal avoida b'kach imovar kishuoinan. That's the Ramban quoting Rashi. Ramban says that we have midrashim achelik on this. He says she'im akosu borak lahati she'ein tzorech lotzeis min hamikdash haninus. So the Ramban, that if all the Torah is telling us is that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to go out, he says, "Im kein ein kanas hora," there's no love. If you read the pasuk min hamikdash lo yetzei, meaning you don't have to leave, that means it's not a love. We already spoke about this in Temura. The lavim in the Torah are broken up to lave chiyuvim and what we call lave shlilim. Lave shlilim are not coming to give you a tzivui. Sometimes they're even just coming to give you a fact. If you remember, we spoke about this in the Ovid Loi Mahani. Horetz Loi Timocha Letzmisus. Right? It's telling you a fact. If you sell land, it can't be sold forever. It's not telling you don't do it. It's telling you it doesn't work. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah qualifies which lavim Loi Seitzei Ketzei Sa'avodim. Right? By Om Avriya. She doesn't go out like an Eved Ivri. She goes out with Simonim, she goes out there. That's not a lav. That's not a commandment lav. That's a lav of Metzias. So, and then sometimes you have a lav. Like the way Rashi seems to learn this lav, it's not really an azor. And that's the Ramban's question. How do we reconcile what Rashi says with the Teres Kahanim? The truth is that what makes it even more difficult is Rashi's found in our Gemara, and our Gemara wants to learn from here that a Kohen Gadol, that a Oinon is Muzar. If the whole Lav here is not coming to say Azhore, it's a big Chiddush. What Rashi seems to be nervous. If this Pasuk is not coming to say a Lav in both directions, just saying he doesn't have to, it's a Hetel. So how could you learn from there in Israel? For Naiman. Anyway, so he says, the Ramban says, that Avul Yochel Avishu Imkein Ehim Bekanas Ovo Klal Shalei Yetzei Acham Mita. V'chein Leichal Samita Shalei Kof Kufi Alosh Lazeh. Eloi Ma'am, period. V'imkein HaKosav U'Shlilis V'loi Azor. U'Bali Alochas Manu Belavim. He says, if you look in Alochas Gedeles, this is a love. He says, V'cheinu b'teres kohanim. Yochel b'shas avoyda. Talmud Lomar, HaMikdash lo yetzei. Says, he's chayiv misa. V'im yotzeu b'shas avoyda chayiv misa. So the Ramban, Taka says different than Rashi. Lufikach ani yoimer, he says, Sheikir HaKoshev was horrible to Kohen Gadol. Not like Rashi. It's not telling him he doesn't have to go out. It's telling the Kohen Gadol he's not allowed to go out. Shelo yetzei min HaMikdash b'shas avoda. He can't go out, v'lo yechal HaMikdash b'shas avoda z'lo kovar ha-mes. Avol yehei kovar ha-mikdash v'avidosei gadol olav mikvoy ha-mes. It's a lot. That's the way the Ramban words it. Now the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs sounds very much like the Rambam, but the Rambam in Bias Migdosh, the Rambam, says that this pasuk of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze is actually including a Kohen Hedyot. A Kohen Hedyot who's not an Oinah. Basically, anybody who's in the middle of Avodah is not allowed to leave. Period. Anybody in the middle of Avodah is not allowed to leave. The Rambam says, Kohen Sheyotza Min HaMikdash B'Shas Avodah is Perek Beis Halacha Bias Migdosh. Kohen Sheyotza Min HaMikdash B'Shas Avodah Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa. Ben Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Hedyot. Shem Pesach Omer Lo Yisaytzu Penta Musa. So he learns it's both on a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. If he's in the middle of Avodah, he's not allowed to leave. He says, V'chein Zeh Nema B'Kohen Gadol Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze. This is both sheetahs. B'kitza, the Rashi seems to learn the pasuk's not alav at all. Ramban is learning it's alav on a Kohen Gadol, who's an Oinah. He's not allowed to go out. And then you have the Rambam, that's mashmah, the love is by everybody. Now, the obvious problem is, the pasuk is, Sai Rashi and Sai the Rambam don't seem to work with our sukkah. Ramban is very geschmack. The Ramban, the Torah, is talking about Loshon Chiyuvi, what you must or must not do. It's telling the Kohen Gadol what he must do. It's telling the Kohen Hedyot what he must not do. Everything is great. Rashi learns it's a shlili. It's not even coming to tell you an Issa or Chiv. It's telling you don't have to. That's then what's going on in our sugya. And according to the Rambam, it's also shver. Because according to the Rambam, the Pasuk's not only talking about a Kohen Gadol, it's talking about a Kohen Hedyot. It's talking about any Kohen that's in the middle of Avodah. In fact, the Pasuk seems to be talking about a Kohen Gadol. So the Kesef Mishnah here on the Rambam asks that kasha. Not from our Gemara, he says, the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol. He says, V'yesh l'daktik b'divrei Rabbeinu, shekoslav shafilu Kohen Gadol, sheyotza b'shas Avodah chayev, al this Pasuk, min HaMikdash lo yetze. And he says, how can he say that? Mashmek Mizazov Avodah, he says, Kohen Hedyot, Shoma Shemeis Limeis, Miyad Shoma Tzorich LaHafsik. He says, it's not, the halacha is, that's what the Pasuk is saying, that only a Kohen Gadol doesn't leave the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen Hedyot has to leave. The Rambam, this Pasuk, which is talking about Oinon, in other words, you can't change that. Pasuk is talking about Oinon. And it's clearly saying only the Kohen Gadol. So what are you talking about the Kohen Hedyot? He says a big chiddush to Kesef Mishnah. He says, V'nire, miyad sheshama, as soon as you hear that somebody died, one of the relatives, misalig yodoy me'avedos. Yeah? He has to stop doing avedah. But he still can't leave the Beis HaMikdash. He says, why not? If he can't do Avodah, so let him leave. So he says, V'nireh, the Kesef Mishnah says, Sha'afal pi she'enu yochol ligmor Avodosai, im yotza koidim she'tigmar Avodah al yireyachah, mezalzo ba'avodah, yichayiv misa. No, Kohen Hedyot. Basically, he's saying is, this pasuk is referring to everybody, according to the Rambam, and it's a loshon chiyuvi, it's not a heter. It's an Issa. And the Pasuk is saying that a Kohen Gadol stays in, must stay in, and must continue doing Avodah. And he's Chayiv Misa for stopping in the middle of Avodah. And a Kohen Hedyot must stay in till the Avodah is completed. But he also must stop doing the Avodah. Because he's a Kohen Hedyot, he's Oinah. So Kesef Mishnah says, why can't he leave? He says, well, that's his job. Once he starts doing Avodah, his job is to see to it that the Avodah finishes. So even though he can't do it, he'll be chayiv misa for leaving the mikdash prior to the avodah being finished. That's how he understands. Well, the Rambam is saying that there's a halacha you're not allowed to leave in the middle of avodah. That pasuk says min hamikdash lo yetze. That pasuk is not only referring to kohen gadol; it's referring to any kohen that's in the middle of avodah. Happens to be the Torah that says about a kohen gadol. Notice min hamikdash lo yetze is really for all kohen. And v'lo yichalel, that's on the kohen gadol. Taka continues doing avodah. And the Kohen Hedyot. Now, the only way to learn Rashi and also get to fit with the Teres Kahanim is that Rashi learns it's mutter for him not to go out after he finishes the Avodah. In other words, while he's doing the Avodah, Rashi agrees there's a Chiv Misa. It's just the problem is there's so many things going on in one pasuk. It's one pasuk. Is the Torah talking, like the Ramban asks, is the Torah talking Shlili, which is that the Torah is just saying you don't have to do something? Was the Torah on Chiyuvi? The only way to reconcile Rashi with the Torah's Kahanim and everything is to say, well, Kohen Gadol b'shas avoida, if he goes out when he's oin and he's chayv misa. And then we learn out that Minamidish Liyet say that he doesn't have to go out for the rest of the day. He could go out. There's no Chiyuv to stay in. So in other words, b'shas avoida, not the Kohen Gadol's allowed to leave, not the Kohen Hedit's allowed to leave. If you're like the Rambam, for sure. You have to stay in the Beis HaMikdash till the Avodah is finished. If you're a Kohen Gadol, you have to finish the Avodah yourself. If you're a Yisrael, you have to oversee that somebody finishes the Avodah. Kohen Gadol then can continue staying in the Mikdash. That's what the Rambam says. That's what Rashi says. Ain't it Sora clauses. Doesn't have to go out. And the Hedyot has to go out. Exactly. But only go out after the Avodah is finished. That's what comes out. Now the problem to try to chop all of these things together is we're going to have to better understand what is this din of oinon. What's the status of the oinon in kosher? It's one of the most complicated things to be magder. What exactly is it? Is first of all, there's a very basic shaila the Brisk Rav has. When we say oinon can't eat kosher, is that midine aninus? Or is that midine kosher? In other words, an oinon has the mourner's halachas. Well, there's a lot of nafkaminas. We'll see, but let's say you have an oinon who, for whatever reason, is potter from ilchas aninus. He's metzias an oinon, but he's potter from being noig ilchas aninus. L'moshel, it's a regel. It's yomtiv. He's not being noig ilchas aninus. Can a kohen hedyot do avoid in Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, al Zoinim. So clearly, if it's Mihilchas Aninus, you should be allowed to avoid it. If it's Midin Kodshim, one can arguably say, well, he's still Metzias and Aninim. He doesn't have to keep any of the halachas of an Aninim. But he is a Aninim. He's a Gavru as an Aninim. And therefore, he can. Briskarov has this shaila about Achilles Kodshim. We know Aninim can't eat Kodshim. He has a shaila. Is that midin? Because kachim is simcha. So midin aninus, he can't have basa kodesh, which is simcha. Or is kachim has to be eaten in a state of simcha? Somebody's oinon is not in a state of simcha. Therefore, is a kachim for him to eat it? So he brings a raya from the fact that by bir meiser, when you say vidui, you say lo yochalti ba'oini mimen. That's what we learn out. Oinon can't eat. Right? He says, if you're going to tell me that the reason why an oinon can't eat kosher is midin aninus, why is he saying it by vidui meiser? Vidui meiser, you're only being misvada the things that are midin kosher. The guy doesn't start saying, loy hinachti tfil, right? Loy chilalti shabbos. He's only talking about averis that he did regarding the kosher. So the fact, the Brisk Rav says, the fact that it's part of Vidui Meiser, which is where we learn out the Issa from, shows that it's a din in the Kodshim, And it's not a din in the oinah. But we'll have to get clarity in this. But this actually will touch upon what's the status of a Kohen Gadol when he's oinah, and what's the status of a Kohen Hedid. It seems that according to the Rambam, he could wear two hats. He could be a Kohen Hedid who's an oinah, who's still not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash till the avoid is done. He still has kuhuna obligations, even though he's in a state of anin. Even though he's in a state of aninas, right? He's in a state of aninas. You have to know what the gather adover is. He's a puzzle kohen who still has a kesher to the avoider. You have to know what that is. Okay. Now agav urcha, this is something we mentioned last week. Rav Steinemann Shlita brings a raya from our Gemara that aninus is not a physical thing. It's totally in when you hear it. Because otherwise, if a Kohen Hedit is in the middle of Avoida, and he finds that he's an Oinon, so the Avoida should be possible in Mafreya. The Avoida should be possible from when he did an Avoida, he's in the middle of the Avoida, he finds that he's an Oinon. Obviously the relative didn't die now, the relative died a day ago, an hour ago, whenever. Yeah? So the Avoida he's in the middle of should be possible. So if Steinemann brings a Raya, that just like we know for sure, Hilchus Avelus is not chal until you hear, so Hilchus Aninus is not chal to you. Now this is also going to feed into our question, what is the status of an Aninus? Is it Hilchus Aninus here that we're dealing with, or is it Hilchus Kachrim that we're dealing with? If it's Hilchus Aninus, it's very logical that you're not an Aninus, you don't have to keep Hilchus Aninus till you hear about it. Like Hilchus Avelus is that way. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you know somebody lost a relative and he has a simcha, you're not mechuyev to tell him he could go to the simcha. Why? He's not over in any issa. Because the status of aninus and avelus is hinged on knowledge. It's different than Kol HaTorah Kula, where we're dealing with a metzias. The aninus and avelus is triggered by the knowledge. By the knowledge. So if Steinemann is bringing a raya from our sugya, that even Lagabi Hilchas Kachim, it's that way, because everybody agrees that this kohen that heard that the maize died, the kohen edit, at most he has to stop doing avoda and leave. Right? That's he has to do. The Rambam only stays in the Mikdash. He's still on duty. He just doesn't do the avoda. But clearly, whatever he did till now is kosher. We know now that the relative died an hour ago. The teretz is, the shmiah, if you found out you were bal mum an hour ago, avoid this puzzle. If you found out that you were tummy an hour ago, avoid this puzzle. Chol, we discussed last week. Right? So this is unique, that the shmiah creates the hilchas aninus. That's what he said. That's why I'm raising this issue. I'm raising this issue because l'chayra, if we learn that there are two things here, there's aninus and there's kachrim, and Hilchus Kachrim doesn't look through the same screen, right? As we look at it when we deal with Hilchus aninus, then we have a problem here, because Hilchus Kachrim, from the Hilchus Kachrim perspective, it should be possible to avoid it. Because Metzias Eid, Elamai, you have to say not like that. Unless you say that even the Metzias of the Oinon is not a Metzias of an Oinon until he finds out that he's Oinon. He's not even a Metzias of an Oinon. Huh? Well, Simcha's only Al Sachila. The Akrov Elochar is not Midin Simcha. The Akrov is Midin Oinon. Bosser is Al Simcha. That's the Bosser culture is Al Simcha. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar ben Mehocha, he brings a raya from the Sawyer that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Aaron HaKohen during the Yimei Miluim, the Sawyer Chatos. He said over there, it says, Hei Nikrivu, Ani Ikravti. So Aaron HaKohen says, I was the one that did it, not them. And therefore, if I'm the one that did it, Mechlaldi, you know, I could have shopping your status. Then that would have been a good reason why it would have been burnt. midin oinen. Would have been burnt midin oinen. Is a raya that oinen is machal avoid. Says the Gemara, "Wasn't my time alone and I'm going to shlo yetsa." Why didn't he use the earlier pasuk? Miksiv acha shlo yetsa chila. Doesn't say acha shlo yetsa chila. Memela is no raya. Now, what does it mean acha shlo yetsa chila? See, he says, really a kohen hadid also is not machal. Right, but look at what Rashi says. Rashi says, maybe really even a kohen hadid is not machal. However, dil ma'acha nami lo chila. Ubedidei yitzterich leilu mishalya, deloi tema mitoich chishuvoi v'kidusha so yisera upsuloinen. Very, very interesting. This is going to be a major problem to understand the Hemshech HaSugya. He's saying like this. If the Rebbe Lazar is saying a simple svara, he's saying that Adrabe, Kohen Gadol, more of a svara einen, he's higher level Kedusha. So the higher level Kedusha, the more potential psul there is. In other words, in all halachas of chilul, a Kohen Gadol becomes a mischalel easier than a Kohen Ed. Right? Kohen Gadol has more dinim than a mechalel him, than a Kohen Ed. He has more yisurei kohuna than a Kohen Ed. Right? Because he's a higher level Kohen. So his vikidashta is higher. So he's saying a simple svara. He's saying, Rashi, that's how the Gemara is learning. The chiddush is, even Kohen Gadol, lo yichal. Avad a Kohen Edit lo yichal. Why would a Kohen Edit be worse than a Kohen Gadol? The Pella is, what do you mean? That's the maskana. The maskana is that a Kohen Edit is mechal avoida, and a Kohen Gadol is not mechal avoida. So how do we work that out? In other words, in the Hava Mina, clearly, right now the Gemara is saying, that other Rabbah, mitoy chashivu say. There's no svar in the world to say that a psul oinen should be less on a kohen gadol than a kohen edit. That would be like the vikidashta of the kohen gadol is on a lower level than a kohen edit. That's kufur Rashi saying over there. The Shita Mugubetzis is learning just like Rashi. If you look at the Shita Mugubetzis, same thing. Mitoy chashivu say kedushasay. Because of his chashiv, you say, who the possible one? That's why Oinen is possible. He's a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyot plus. A Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyot plus. Anything that passes a Kohen Hedyot, by definition, passes a Kohen Gadol. You follow what I'm saying? By definition, Kohen Gadol has to pass the threshold of a Kohen Hedyot, and then he can graduate to the status of a Kohen Gadol. He can't be a Kohen Gadol without being a Kohen Hedyot. So long that we're learning that there's a psul called Oinen. So the Gemara now is saying a Gevaldik is Svare. We need min hamikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalal, even a Kohen Gadol is not Mechal. Right? A Kohen Hedyot Avad is not Mechal. Fine. No. That's a great Svare. It's not just a great svara. It's muchach petachlus ahechrech. Because again, Kohen Gadol can't bypass a Kohen Hedyot. He has to be a Kohen Hedyot. And then, HaKohen HaGadol Meyachov, then he could have his crown. So long that he doesn't have the Kohen Hedyot crown, he has nowhere to go. He can't go anywhere. That's the big problem here. It's a very big problem. That's why you will not find by any other psule kuna, other than Einan, any psule avoida, that a Kohen Gadol that a Kohen Hedyot has a psule, and a Kohen Gadol doesn't have a psule. It's almost by definition impossible. Because if he's a posel Kohen Hedyot, so he can't, he's posel to be a Kohen Gadol. He's posel to be a Kohen Gadol. We're dealing here with a psule. No. So that's, again, the Havamin is Gevaldik. Question is now going to be, how do we finish off the Gemara? The Havamin is great. How could you have a psul avoider that passes the Kohen? Kohen Hedyot doesn't avoid it now. He's like a Zohar.
Is it just a Zohar? I mean, Rashi said, it's not,
No, the problem is like this. If the logic is so strongly the other way, and it's so powerful, then by default you have to say the czar is also, the kohen hed is also kosher.
That would be way out of
things. He's also kosher.
Why is it kosher that the kohen gadol is taka different?
Huh?
Why do you have to say that when he's in a state of kohen gadol, it changes? I understand by all the other.
But it's not true. That's the problem. Kohen gadol is a kohen gadol. So if he has a, it's not much what he changes or not. If he has a psul kahuna, if he has something that makes him possible, I'll coin. There's no such thing as coin hedjit. Coin hedjit is just a coin. Hedjit is not a status. There's kohen gadol. Hedjit is a kohen who's not a gadol. He's a kohen. Kohen is step one. That's what I'm trying to tell you. By definition, you couldn't have a mum that makes a kohen possible. And would we say, well, the kohen gadol is, and you know what? If that wasn't the case, then all the psulei kohuna that we learn about, throw it out the window by kohen gadol. If you're right, that a kohen gadol is a new definition, right? So then now we have to revisit all the psulei kohuna. Yeah, baal mum, how do I know baal mum passes a kohen gadol? I'm asking you. Now we learn it from. Now we learn it from. He's a kohen gadol. He's a kohen plus. You can't be plus if you're not a kohen. Tomei. A kohen tomei is possible to do avoida, right? We don't have a separate possible by kohen gadol that he's possible to do avoida. And even when it's a day where only the kohen gadol could do avoida, where it would be more logical to say it's for like Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol is his own status. Even then, if he has a psul that would make a kohen posel, that's why we need a memaneh askan tachtov. My shema yerbi psul. What kind of psul? Any psul of a kohen hedyot makes a kohen gadol posel. And it's not a limut. It's not a limut. It's a definition. That's the problem. That this habamina of the Gemara is so good. Why Rebbe Lezer doesn't want to learn it out? So what's the maskana? Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that's why he didn't learn out of the pasuk. The idach, the one who taka learns in the midrash, gets my time alone many chivu. Because I'm not 2 minutes chivu. He learns many 2 minutes chivu. Rabbi Shmuel, Tanasi b'kavuchem. So far we have 2 limudim. Now we're bringing in a third. Tuli Mudi was either min amigdash lo yetze, or we learn out from Heine Krivu, the pasuk by Aaron Hakoyin by the Miluim. Balmum, what's the raya from Balmum? Balmum moichel mavat chilel. Balmum is machal avoida, right? Mavat chilel. Says the Gemara. No, so oinon sheine yoichel and idin shem mavat chilel. Yav oinon. And he did Shema Vatchila. Zichi is Machal Avodas Kosher. Okay. Now, by the way, this is another riot to the Brisker Rav. If you're going to tell me that the reason why an Oinon can't eat Kotchim has nothing to do with Uchus Kotchim, it's Medine Simcha Vaninus. The Gemara makes no sense. This is Mamish a riot to the Brisker Rav. Now, the Brisker Rav is saying this, that an oinon can't eat kotchim, the Rishonim will say it's midin simcha. Yeah, but like I said, there's 2 ways to learn. You can learn, kotchim needs simcha, therefore oinon can eat it. Or oinon can't have simcha, therefore it can't eat it. So the Brisker Rav is saying it's midin kotchim. I'm telling you, from our Gemara now, it's muchach like that. Because our Gemara says, let's learn from Balmum. Balmum is oichel, still he can't do avoida. So oinon, he's ain't a yoichel, surely he can't do avoid. Right? If you're going to tell me that the reason why an oinon can't eat kotchim is not midin kotchim. So chasaninus has nothing to do with avoid. What's the Gemara saying? From there we learn that avoid has no shaykhas to avoid. It's midin yaninus. So It's an ironclad raya to the brisker of from this part of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Malabal Mum, she can also be craving Kima Grieving, like we said before. Zoyechiach. Malazor, Emily Takona. Balmum Yechiach. The Chosor Adin. Loy Loizek, Loizev, Loizek, Loizek. So Shabahan, the Tzara Shav is Muzon of Mavduchil, of Aniovi Oinon, Shemuzon of Mavduchil. Says the Gemara, where's the Azhove? We go back to that same pasuk we said before. Minamigdish Loyetze. The Gemara says, if you're using that pasuk, then you don't need a pasuk for chilul. Chilul beguf eksidbe. Marashach, if you're using that pasuk, that's fully contained. Because it says lo yechal. You don't need any rayas that's chilul. Elo mehene krivu. Uksav ha'am em ne'aninus nisrefo. It was nisrefo em ne'aninus. That was why it was taka burnt. Says the Gemara, yikol ha'mifruch. Ma'asal shavah shabah. Shekein lo yhutru mechlalai. There's no hutu mechlalai. Toma yechiach. Toma yechiach. That it is hutu mechlalai. Meaning, oinon is hutu mechlalai by Kohen Gadol. Right? Oinon is hutu mechlalai by Kohen Gadol. Which, by the way, Rabbi Sai is a raya that he does have a din oinon. Because if he's not a mitzias of an oinon, it's not hutu mechlalai. Right? The Gemara is saying, you can't bring a raya to Oinon, because Oinon has a kula. That Kohen Gadol could be makrav Oinon, could be makrav Oinon, chutur mechlalai. Now, if you're going to tell me that Kohen Gadol is not an Oinon bechlal, then what's the chutur mechlalai? The problem is, okay, it says the Gemara Malah Tomei, Shekein Mitame. Now Rashi says Tomei is talking about Tomei Yechiach. It's a kol mitzibu. Right, that's what Rashi says. Kol mitzibu yechiach. Right, Rashi could have also said, any korban that's kavu is man. The halach is any korban that has a set time in Beis HaMikdash is doichetum, even if it's not a kol mitzibu. Korban yochad ha-kavu is man. Like the Isle of Yom Kippur. The Isle of Aaron HaKohen. The Gemara says in Yumad Av Zayin, even though it's a korban yochid, it's doichetum. Right? So why did Rashi have to say Kom Tzibo? It's really Kom Yochad, HaKavu Zman, it's the same Allah. So the Brisker Rav says over here a very interesting idea. He says, Hutra Mechloloi has to be Hutra, can't be Dechuya. So, Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, that's called Hutra Mechloloi. Mashenk and Kom Yochad, HaKavu Zman, is only Dechuya. I use this Brisker Rav to answer the famous question on Pnei Yeshua's question on Chanukah, he asked the kasha, what do we need the whole nest? The Mibi also asked the kasha. What in the of Chanukah, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur? So I brought a raya that Halakas Menorah was not a mitzvah Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah Aaron HaKohen. Memele, it was only Deicha Tumah Al's Korban Nakavul Oizman. That's the Chuyah, not Hutra. No, not if you're Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. If you're Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, it's the same pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma says clearly, the Gemara is a kasha, man almost Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Hoya makrevelim, and he heard that it was Tomei, they bring another one. Why? The Gemara says, Hahu be'eloi shalachem. That's the Gemara there in Yuma. So the Gemara clears Muchach that if you're Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, then Korban Yochan HaKavu Zman is a separate din. If you're Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, you're 100% right. In fact, the Rambam, who paskins Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, he brings down that Korban Tzibur is Deicha Tumah because it's Kavu Zman. Because there's no Maila to Tzibur. It's all Dechuya. But if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, then there's a difference between Tumah by Tzibur and Tumah by Korban Yochad HaKavu Zman. Says the Gemara, so Mameila, Tumah Yechiyach, that's Hutu Mechlali. Al Tumah Shekein B'tameh, Hanach Yechi. Chazadim lo roizek roizek. Atzal shavu shebehen shemuz harim. I says the Gemara of Olifrich ma atzal shavu shekein lo yutu mechlona it's a Kohen Gadol b'korban yochid. Special maila Kohen Gadol has. Says the Gemara shem tumah mi yishtumi. Shem tumah zuta. We don't care korban yochid, korban zibur. When Mishah she learns out of kal v'choyim in my yeshiv she oichel amav adchilal oinen sheni oichel in the shem amav adchilal Mal Yoshev, Shkei Posel Eidus, Mi Yoshev Tamchon, we had the son of an Aleph, Mal Yoshev, Shkei Posel Eidus, Shem Yoshev Leparach. Asim Yoshev, Echad Amanach. Okay. Says the Gemara, Maravah, we'll just finish off the Gemara, and we'll get back to clarity here. Maravah, Lo Yishanu, Elo, Korban Yochid. The whole psul of Oinen is only by Korban Yochid. Avul Korban Sibu, Meratze. Kavuchoymer mituma, matuma shalitu mechlal etzel kain gadol b'korban yachid. Tum is only muta by tzibu. Still huta etzel adi b'korban tzibu. Aninus shehuta mechlal etzel kain gadol b'korban yachid. Ein edin shehuta etzel kain hadi b'korban tzibu. So therefore he says, b'tzibu is no psul line. Maskif lo rove bar iloye lo ituta aninus etzel kain gadol b'korban yachid. Taka, why is he allowed to do? Shehutro etzal koyin hedi b'tzibu, because you can make the same kavuchayim. Lo yuta etzal koyin gadol b'korban yochid. Aninus. Shelo yuta etzal koyin hedi b'korban tzibu. And it didn't shelo yuta etzal koyin gadol b'korban yochid. And now work the other way. V'tutu atume etzal koyin gadol b'korban yochid mikavuchayim. Let's allow a koyin gadol to do avodah b'tume. Ma aninus shelo yuta etzal koyin hedi b'korban tzibu yuta etzal koyin gadol b'korban yochid. That's aninus. Tuma. Now go the other way. Now you can go the opposite. For loy tutu tume etzal koyin hedi b'korban tzibu mikavuchim. Aninus is muta by koyin gadol, even by korban yochid still. Loy hutu etzal koyin hedi even b'korban tzibu. So tuma, shaloy hutu etzal koyin gadol b'korban yochid, and then shaloy tutu b'korban hedi b'korban tzibu. B'kitzah, you rely on the psukim by everything. Alik l'mifachachi, kochad v'chad v'tekva. Okay, so try to get some clarity here now, just with one added point here. As I mentioned, Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levroch and his Avi Ezri, over there in Bias Mikdash, Parapes Alochahei, he comes to the conclusion that a Kohen Hedyot would also be kosher to do Avodah on Yom Tov. Kosher to do Avodah on Yom Tov. He says it beferish. Avi Paskins, that a Kohen Hedyot is kosher to do Avodah. And he says a Pasha D'Raya. He says why? His Raya is, because when the Gemara talks about a Kohen Gadol, if you look at the Lashon HaRa, he brings down the Gemara in Yumin. He says that the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol, Kol Hashana Etzloi Keregel. So you see that by Kohen Gadol, his heter is like Midin Yom Tov. The chiddush of the Kohen Gadol is that the whole year, it's like a regel. Right? The whole year, it's like a regel. See, he says, or if Shach says, so Kohen Hedyot, on Yom Tov itself. He has the same status of a Kohen Gadol. The truth is, he may have a better status, which we'll see, but at least the status of a Kohen Gadol. And Avi Ezri brings another ayah to this. The Gemara has a shaila, if you know your Hilchas Mitzora on Yom Tov. There was a guy who already became Mitzora before Yom Tov. On the Hilchas Mitzora Noyag on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says like this, Mitzora ma'u she yanig tzorose beregel. Now obviously the Gemara doesn't have a shaila, he becomes Torah, he doesn't become Torah. But it means all of the ramifications of a tzeruah, he can't cut his hair, he can't come into the machane. All the penalties, right, of the tzeruah, where he's like in a state of avelus and chayrim together, that maybe is not noyeg on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says like this, Mahu, the Gemara says, Mitzor mahu sheinig mitzorosei berega. Says the Gemara, Omaro v'toshma, ha-tzeruah l'rabis kohen gadol. See, a Kohen Gadol could become a Mitzorah. Says the Gemara, for a Kohen Gadol called Hashonik Regel. Kohen Gadol, the whole year is a Yom Tov. Because, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh. Says the Gemara, did not Kohen Gadol Makir Vayna. Shema Mino, no Yitzorah Seber Regel, Shema Mino. Yeah. So it comes out from the Gemara that a Kohen Gadol, the whole year is a Yom Tov, that's why he could do Avodah. I'll say it. So Rav Shach, L'chayr is Eisengerecht, that a Kohen had it on Yom Tov could do Avayu. Why am I saying he may even be better than a Kohen Gadol? Because Kohen Gadol can't eat paninus. It says Kohen Gadol makrovoinon, deina yoichel. Right, he can't eat. A regular person who's an oinon is a machloikas rishon. Okay, it's a machloikas rishon. Some rishonim hold, there's a miriam psachim holds, that an oinon, even on Yom Tov, can't eat. And he brings a raya from Kohen Gadol the whole year. The Tosfos Chid argues with the Miri. He says, when the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol, makrovoinen ve'ena yoichel, kol hashon etzli keregel, says the Tosfos Chid, lav regel mamish. It's not mamish a Yom Tov. He says, the ilu beregel lo yichol ovanius klal, can even eat. So the Tosfos Chid holds that Yom Tov is stronger than kol hashana for the Kohen Gadol. He says, Yom Tov, lo yichol ovanius klal. And Yom Tov mam, and Kohen Gadol, it's chalol ovanius. Legabi avoida, it's like a Yom Tov. Legabi avoida, it's like a Yom Tov. But al koponim, it seems that according to all versions, a Kohen Hedyut should be allowed to do avoida on a regal. According to all versions, possibly depending on how you hold the status of an oinon on Yom Tov is. If you learn like the Tosfos Chid that loy cholov aninus klal, then lechayra kohen hedyot oinon should even be allowed to eat. If you hold that ainu yoicha like the Meiri, then not. So that would be telling the machlokes rishonim lechayra. The problem we have is very obvious. What's going on then in our Gemara? Our Gemara is saying that it's only Hutta Mechlali Eitzel Kohen Gadol. We're going back and forth with Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol, right? And when we're bouncing here in our Gemara back and forth Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, we're saying Kohen Hedyot has a Chumra. The Chumra is that he doesn't have a Hutta Mechlali by Aninas. He has the same Hutta Mechlali as the Kohen Gadol. A better one. He has a better Hutta Mechlali than the Kohen Gadol. At least as good. No, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the Gemara is saying, the only heter of aninus, of Hutu Mechlaloi, there's no difference between Hutu Mechlaloi once, Hutu Mechlaloi twice. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is saying, Kohen Gadol has a Hutu Mechlaloi, Kohen Hedyot doesn't have a Hutu Mechlaloi. It's not true. He has the same Hutu Mechlaloi. Happens to be, his Yom Tov calendar is different than the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has a bigger Yom Tov calendar. Kohen Gadol, it's like kol hashana keregel. He has a holiday the whole year. So the whole year, basically, the heter that the Kohen Gadol has, the Kohen Hedyot also has. The heter of the Kohen Gadol is regel. The heter of Kohen Hedyot is also regel. Happens to be that the Torah was machadish. By Kohen Gadol, kol hashana is regel. It's heter regel. That's the hutu mechlala. Kohen Hedyot also has a hutu mechlala. You know when? Regel. Happens to be the regel is different. His regel is one day, is, you know, 14 days a year. If you count Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you have more days. And the Kohen Gadol has a bigger holiday. It's the same Hutta Mechlala. So all I'm saying is, the Gemara is saying that there's only a Hutta Mechlala of Aninus by Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot has no ticket for Aninus, ever. It's not true. He really actually has the duplicate ticket that the Kohen Gadol has. He has. They both have the same ticket. The ticket is called the regel ticket. Come in the Beis Hamikdash, Oinon, regel. Granted, the Kohen Gadol, his regel is limited. And the Kohen Gadol's regel is more encompassing. Sorry, Alice, you can... That's what I'm trying to say. That's what my kasha is part of what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that it can't be all one chalant. It seems to be one chalant, the whole thing from beginning to end. Can't be one chalant here.
But the Kohen Gadol's rule is on him. The Kohen Hedyot is it's a third party. This man brings that the mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol mitzvah is on his
goof.
He is like
the regular. My entire chava, you're 100% right. But there's still the Hutu Mechlaloi.
From the
From the Zman, that's fine. Every Hutta. And by the way, our same Gemara brings Hutta Mechloli from Tumah Hutra Betzibah, which is nothing to do with the Kohen either. But the Gemara, that qualifies for Hutta Mechloli. In other words, the qualifications for Hutta Mechloli are not that it has to be on you. The Horaya, Tzibah is called Hutta Mechloli. So that's the problem. What you're saying a good chilek, it's not a mechalek. That's the problem. So the shaila is, how do we get around this? So I think we have to go back to the fundamental element here, which is, it also is going to tie into what we had in the Hakdoma of the Perek. But the fundamentals of understanding Aninus. Clearly Aninus is a different kind of a psul than other psul. It's a little bit of a hybrid, because simply, the Aninus has to do with Hilchos Aninus. Why am I saying simply? Because it has to do with Simcha. It has to do with Regel. You see the phraseology that the Gemara uses by the heter of a Kohen Gadol to do Avoid, the Gemara brings in Yom Tov. That's not a Kodshim heter. That's a heter if you open up Shulchan Aruch, Yeridaya, Chela Gimel. There's something called Yom Tov heter, Favelos, Faninus. That's not a Kodshim. Yom Tov is not a Kodshim heter. Right? It's a heter not to be noyeg Hilchos Aninus. So there's clearly a part of the sugya, not just here, Shas sugya of Aninus, that's muchach, that it's somehow connected to Hilchos Aninus. But that doesn't work either. Because Lamaisa, if that would be the case, Agamor doesn't make sense altogether. Because then it has nothing to do with Kodshim. Has nothing to do with Kodshim. The Gemara couldn't bring a raya. Oyna and Zayne Yechel. He's Zayne Yechel. So Chasaninus. Has nothing to do with Kodshim. So clearly, what I'm saying is clearly, the both are true. Somehow, it has to do with Aninus that we know of the whole year. Avelus Dik Aninus. And somehow, the Brisker Rav is right that it's a Kodshim Dik Allah. But how do we reconcile that? I think that is the key to understand the whole back and forth in the sugya, and to understand this nekuda of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedid, and all that. I think it's all part of the same thing. So I think that the idea could be is like this. Clearly, there's a status of Aninus. And clearly, the status of Aninus is somewhat limited to the halachas of Avelos, of how a person becomes an Oinon. Because Aninus is not Kodshim. Aninus is a halachic status. And then the Torah says, somebody, it's like a Mitzvah, I'll give you a mashal. Mitzvah can't do Avodah, right? But when we, and there's a psul Kodshim for Mitzvah to do Avodah. It's Tomei B'Kodshim. It's a psul Kodshim, right? But when we qualify who's a Mitzvah, we still have to open up our Yeridaya and figure out what's a Mitzvah, how do you become a Mitzvah? And then we transplant it to the halachas of Kodshim.
In other words, the consequence.
Exactly. Well, it's not just the consequence of Uchas Mitzvah, it's a consequence which affects your status in Uchas Kodshim. That's all I'm saying. But we have to, when we deal with Balmum, we only have one section of Shulchan Aruch. We'll call it Chelek Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Kodshim. We only have that Chelek. We're not going to find it anywhere else. That's where we, and that's how it's defined. How Kodshim defines your status. Yes mum, not mum. That's all. If we have a Shaila on your Hechshav Avoid Al Koyen Al Zor Al Chol, we only have Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Kodshim. That's how we're going to decide how much of a Zohar Cholo you are. When it comes to Hilchos Aninus, we're bound to another Chelek Shulchan Aruch. It's Yeridaya Hilchos Avelus. And that's really Rav Steinemann Shlita Zola Gezayin Gezunt L'Arich Yomim. His Raya from our Gemara is that you see, if you don't know you're an Einan, it doesn't affect Kachim, just like it doesn't affect Hilchos Aninus. It's only Shama Shemes L'Meis. So again, that's not a kasha. It fits beautifully with the idea that when we decide if you're an Oinon or not, we must go to Avelus and decide whether you're qualified to be an Oval. That's all. Now, Yom Tov has two different elements which conflict Avelus. One hand, Yom Tov has a Metzias. It's Mevatel Avelus. That would mean if somebody already starts, Lamashal, somebody starts Shiva before Yom Tov. It's Mevatel Avelus. It's Doichet Avelus. It pushes off the Avelus. The Avelus is gone. He's not an Oval. He's a new status. He's a Yom Tov status. It's not an Oval. That's Avelus. A person could be a Oval from before Yom Tov. He didn't become Oval before Yom Tov. He had a mace on Yom Tov, right? And then he could have a different status. He could have a status is, well, Yom Tov can't be Mevatel Avelus because it didn't start. Right? So we postpone the Avelus to be Noeg Avelus later. But now you're a Gavra who's Betzim and Oval, who's not allowed to be start of Hilchas Avelus. That's why, technically, it's feasible that during this time period, Rachman Olatzlan, a guy loses a relative in Chol HaMoed. The halacha is the Avelus begins after Yom Tov. After Yom Tov. Again, but many shittas paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim, that the last day Yom Tov already starts the beginning of the, because it's only a Yom Tov to Rabbanan, it already counts as day one of Shiva, number one. Number two, Avelus Shebitzina. Could be Noyek, potentially. Why? Because your Avelus wasn't knocked off. You can't be Noyek, Hilchas Avelus now. So you're in limbo state. You can't be Yates Avelus, you can't start Avelus without being Noyek, Hilchas Avelus. Shabbos is such a type of a thing. Shabbos is a Zman where Avelus is Noyek Bitzinah. Doesn't break the Avelus, but you're not Noyek Hilchas Avelus on Shabbos. You're not Noyek Avelus at all. If a mace is buried 1 second before Yom Tov or before Shabbos, so Yom Tov breaks the Avelus. Right? Shabbos will take you out of the status of an Oval, at least Lagabi Avelus Bifahes. But it'll overlap. Shabbos and the Avelus will overlap. Overlap. So when a Kohen Gadol is makriv karbonos the whole year, there are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is the Torah now, for one way to look at it is stop. He's a full fledged oinon, a regular oinon. David, like you were saying, or somebody was saying, it's exeris hakosef. He could do avoid al tzayin. That's all. Exeris hakosef. He is an oinon, everything. He could do avoid al tzayin. Well, it doesn't really seem to make sense because the kasha that we had with Rashi and the Shita Mekubetzes, you have to first be a kohen before you can. Then there's two other ways to learn. One way to learn is just like on Shabbos, Avelus Pifaresia is not noyeg. So the Oval is allowed to go now and do things publicly which contradict Avelus. Now he's allowed to. He's mechuyev to. It's mechuyev to treat Shabbos, the karosel of Shabbos, treat Shabbos like the Kohen Gadol has a halacha that he has to treat every day b'faresia as a yom avoider. It's a yom avoider. And therefore, since he has to treat every day as a yom avoider, that halacha, the avelus, the aninus b'faresia, what's aninus b'faresia of a Kohen not doing avoider? The aninus b'faresia of the Kohen Gadol is put on hold because he's not allowed to be noyeg avelus. The other way to look at it is, so one way is he's a full-fledged zoinen with a hetel to do avoid anyway. The other way to learn is no. It's doiche, he is a noyeg. It's true. But it's doiche that the dine aninus b'faresia. And therefore, even though he's an oinon metzias. Now there's a third way. The third way to learn is, it's also midin Yom Tov. Kohen Gadol has a din Yom Tov. But just like Yom Tov is mevatel avelus, completely. So the Kohen Gadol his chiyuv to treat every day as a yom avoda cancels aninus. He's not an oinon at all. He's not oinon at all. Now, that's exactly what the Tosfos Rid means when he says that if it's mamish regel, then it cancels aninus. This means you're not an oinon. It's not that you're not noyeg aninus in the mikdash. You're not an oinon. If you're not an oinon, you can eat kachem too. Because you're not an oinon. Because once the aninus is canceled, you're not an oinon. You can eat kachem too. So he says, that's why when it says kohen gadol, etz lo kol hashana keregel, is it's keregel legabi hakhoveh, but legabi achila, that's like avel. I'm giving you just a surname. That's like avelus pitzineh. And that is noyeg by kohen gadol. Kol hashana, zokter lo chol olav aninus klal. You open up your shulchan aruch hilchos aninus. There's no aninus beregel. If there's no aninus beregel, there's no aninus. Period. You can eat kachem too. You're an oinon. You're not an oinon. Because being even though it's a kachem dikaloch, it's a kachem dikaloch that's linked to Yeridei, you have to open up your Shulchan Aruch Yeridei. Yeridei state, Hilchus Yomtev Uboi Sif Echot, Ein Aninus B'Yomtev. The Torah who gives out the status of Aninus says that there is no Aninus on Yomtev. So he's not an Oinon. So it's true, it's a Kotshim Dika Halacha. So why does it get affected by Yomtev? Because Yomtev cancels the Aninus completely. In Yeridei, once it cancels it in Yeridea, it cancels it in Ilchus Kachem too, even though it's a Kachem Halach. It's true it's a Kachem Halach, but it's a Kachem Halach, it's a status. So for instance, if Yom Tov would cancel Ilchus Tzaras, for instance, a Tzarua would be allowed to do Avoida. What do you mean it's a Kachem? Yes, it's a Kachem Dikaloch on a Metzora. If in Ilchus Metzora, it's canceled. So in Bias Mikdash, it's canceled. We don't even need a separate cancellation. We don't need a Bias Mikdash. There should be a new cancellation for Mitzera. No, we go to Hilchus Tumas Saras. And it says, Mitzera on Yom Tov is canceled. Now, Mitzera touches food, it's clean, it's tall. No Saras on Yom Tov. Oy Bazoi, he could do Avoida. And I don't need, my point is, even though it's a Kachim Alach, I don't need a separate Heter in Hilchus Kachim. Yes. That's what. That's we go back. What is the definition of an oinon? What we're trying to clarify today is that there is also one way to learn is that there's an oinon of Yeridea. Many of the achrayim seem to understand it this way. There's an oinon of Yeridea and there's an oinon of kach. It's two separate things. In other words, if let's say there wouldn't even be a din of aninus in Kol HaTerukul. There's a din a oinon a parshas emor. A hetyer has to go out of the mikdash when he's oinon. I'm saying it's not like that. It's like Hilchus Tumah. It's like Hilchus Tumah Saras. Just like Hilchus Tumah Saras, when we define whether a tzarua could do avodah beis hamikdash, we go back to Tumah Saras. We decide what's your status Tumah Saras. Then it gets pulled back to kachim. So even though the Brisker Rov is making a line here that it's a kachem dikah, it's a kachem dikah locha, after you pass Yeridea. First you have to go Yeridea, then you go to kachem. So now it becomes very, very clear. Very clear. That the Tosfos Rid is saying, regel mamish, you could eat kachem. Why? Because there, it's you're not an oinon at all. You're not an oinon with some halachas. You're not an oinon at all. Kohen Gadol's status of aninus is he's not noyeg aninus b'mikdosh. That's his status. His yoredeya hilchos aninus is you're not an oinon. You're not just like Shabbos. Your status is you're not noyeg avelus b'fachesia. Kohen Gadol's status is einoy noyeg aninus b'korbanos. Okay, so that's his yoredeya status, and therefore that's his kachem status. So what was akasha on amud aleph? What do you mean? You have to be a Kohen Hedyot plus. He is a Kohen Hedyot plus. He's a Kohen Hedyot who in Shulchan Aruch Yeridea is not Noyeg Aninus Pifaresia. So he can do Avoda. You know what I'm saying? He could do avoid it. Because in Yeriday it's Kepaskin, that a Kohen Gadol has to be Noyeg Regel, part of the mitzvahs, just like Yom Tov has mitzvah Simcha. Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to be Noyeg in the Mikdash. He can't demonstrate, as the Ramban uses that lashon, he has to show his love to the Mikdash. He can't demonstrate signs of mourning. That mitzvah is incorporated in Hilchos Aninus. So it comes out, Lagabi di Hilchos Avoida in Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to show Aninus. If he's not allowed to show Aninus, Lagabi that, he's not an Oinon. Kohen Hedyot, we go back to Yeridaya. Hilchos Aninus, Kohen Hedyot, is Noyeg Aninus. Kol HaShona, and he doesn't have a heter of Aninus Pefaresia. Memele, he's possible to do Avoida. So it's not that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have the Psuloinon. He does have a Psuloinon. He's just not an Oinon, look up it is. He isn't an Oinon. Exactly. The separation is in Hilchos Aninus. If a woman would be able to do Avoida, right? Luyitzur. The Gemara brings a Pasuk. B'nei Aaron v'loi b'nei Aaron. Without that Pasuk, if a woman would be able to do Avoida, a Bas Kohen would be able to do Avoida, and she would do a tar on her face, right? She would still be kosher to do Avoida. Because she doesn't have a lachos tar. Not because she doesn't have a psul kohuna. The halacha doesn't apply to her b'chlal. That's the poshup shot. That's the reason why. But Avelus Pitzina, which I'm calling Avelus Pitzina, Achilus Kachem, that the Torah said, no, for that he's a regular Einan. That's why, that's what the Torah is really saying. It's Lav Regel Mamish. His Hilchos Aninus is not a regular Mamish. That's why it's called Huter Mechlolai. The Gemara Amud Beis said that a Kohen head, he doesn't have Huter Mechlolai. You know why not? Even though Rav Shach is right, he could do Avoid on Yom Tov. But that Yom Tov is Mevatel his whole status of Aninus. So there's no Huter Mechlolai. Kohen Gadol is still wearing two hats. He's an Oinon, but he's allowed to, Lagabi Avoid, he's not an Oinon. That's a Hutu Mechlolai. Kohen Ed is not having a Hutu Mechlolai. Kohen Ed is not an Oinon on Yom Tov. That's why the Gemara only called Hutu Mechlolai by Kohen Gadol. The Gemara didn't call Hutu Mechlolai by Kohen Ed. So explains the Havim, explains the Maskana. Kohen Ed never has a Heter to do anything in the Beis HaMikdash related to the Beis HaMikdash when he's an Oinon. Period. There are certain days of the year where he's not an Oinon. Where Hilchos Yeridaya says he's not an Oinon. Fine, no problem. Could do Avoid. No. It's even weaker. Because the whole concept of the potential of Avelus Pefaresia is once you become an Oinon, that's why I just finished saying, Kohen Gadol has a Chatzi Yom Tov. The Torah said, Lagabi Dvorim Befaresia, Lagabi Avoid, it's a Yom Tov. Right? Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be knowing. Why? Now, by the way, this also answers Rashi's Lashon of Enei Tzorach. Rashi wasn't trying to say in Kotshim Enei Tzorach. Rashi's masking to the Ramban. In Kotshim, it's Azhora, it's all. The Shlili is the Hilchos Aninus. The Shlili, where Rashi says, Ain't it Tzorech, he's referring to step one. Step one is, Taninus is not chal on him. He doesn't have to be knowing that. Oh, once he doesn't have it, then if he doesn't have the Ain't it Tzorech, then he's possible. You can't say, he's Oinon who's Mechuyev to do it. No, it starts with an Ain't it Tzorech. The mechanism, you have what I'm saying, what boy say? It chaps. The mechanism begins with an Enet Tzorech. Hilchos Aninus is only Tzorech, Enet Tzorech. There's no Chayiv Lavoid. Hilchos Aninus is not Hilchos Kotchu. So in Aninus, when you're wearing Aninus hat, it's only Tzorech or Enet Tzorech. There's nothing else. Do I need to be Noeg Aninus? Then I have to make Aninus. That's the hat that you wear. So Rashi's explaining to you. Rashi's not arguing with Azhor and the Torah's Koyanim. No! He's talking about Tzorech and Enet Tzorech of Hilchos Aninus. And Memela, we could kick everything else in. Memela, we could put everything else in. That's the Biur HaDavar. A Kohen Hedyot has a real Yom Tov. Right? A Kohen Gadol, yes, again, back to your point. A Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedyot has a real Yom Tov. Those Yom Tovim cancel Haninus completely. So there, he's not somebody wearing two hats, a Hutter Mechlala. No Hutter Mechlala. There is no Hutter Mechlala, but the Havamid of the Gemara was Stam Psul Oinon. If you want to deal with Psul Oinon, it's more logical that it'd be a Psul Oinon by a Kohen Gadol than by a Kohen Hedyot. Right? In the conclusion, it's not in the Psul that a Kohen Gadol is different. It's in the Dine Aninus that is different. And the Dine Aninus of the Kohen Gadol changed from the Dine Aninus of the Kohen Gadol. Mainly the Psul changes. It's not that we have, Kohen Gadol, he has a less of a Psul than a Kohen Hedyot. That's not Shaykh. But Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Aninus, there's differences. And the Mailer, once there's differences, they can be applied here. And like I said, it's Sosayim Yushak, where Rashi puts in the beginning of the Sugya in its Aruch. Because that's the point. Okay, let's stop here. Avada, he's no worse than a Kohen Hedyot.